Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
To the Captain J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we have got Shay, we got Randy, we got you for a 3-hour ride here on this snowy Tuesday. It's a Hoodwink Tuesday as well. 312-332.
Did you say snowy?
Yep. Did you notice coming in? Or
God.
Did you come via spaceship?
Horrific.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks for keeping the conversation going. Brought to you by DraftKings. Indeed, Cap, slippery, a little slushy out your way?
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm a little hacked off with my wife.
Okay. And water's wet. we have wives to be hacked off at, so there's no surprise. So what happened today?
She's
your wife.
Methodist.
She's Mindy.
Mindy. Okay. She's Methodist.
Okay.
I'm Jewish, so I never grew up with a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. When we got married, the kids want to have a tree. Okay. She has kids. I have kids. Brett. We moved together.
Sure.
Okay. We'll get a tree. We've had a tree. We have an artificial tree.
Mm-hmm.
The tree is kept in a big, huge bag.
Mm-hmm.
She decided Sunday she wants to put the tree up. I was at work doing TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back, no tree up, but the tree bag is dragged. It's big.
Yeah.
Heavy. In my parking spot in the garage. Right in the middle of it. Oh, I God. Said, hey, hon. Oh, yeah, she said, I'll have that out of that by Monday late in the day. Once I'm done with my meetings, I'm going to come home, I'm going to work out, and I'm going to do the tree.
Sure.
Okay. Couldn't get my car in last night, covered in snow,
mm-hmm.
opened the door right on my seat. Now I got to get a towel. It was like one thing, I'm like, oh, your car was in the garage, nice and warm and toasty and clean, mm-hmm. dry.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not happy with her.
Why didn't she move the tree, Cap? How come the tree was still there? Again, she laid out for you her plan. So yeah. What happened with the plan?
Her plan wasn't as successful as my book and the Cubs' plan.
Mm-hmm. I see. I understand that. Yes.
Her plan was more like the White Sox 2022 plan.
Uh-huh.
Stopped in its tracks.
The plan was to move the tree out of your space so you can park, and the tree was still there, you said.
Correct.
Okay. Why, again, with her plan, how come the tree was not moved? Did you ask? How come the tree's still there, hon?
Well, that I asked that on Sunday. Yes. I got sidetracked. I was busy doing something else.
Hmm. Now, see, I want to make sure.
This morning she was still sleeping, and me being a good husband, I did not go wake her up.
No.
I could have.
Yes. And could have just taken her car. Have a good day.
That would have been the best.
I had to take all this snow off the car. Well, I took the vehicle that was clean and warm.
Yep.
Take that.
I should have done that.
You know what? Jay Hood would have done that.
That.
No question about it.
That's
awesome. No question about it. You know, Cap, you know, when we have these stories, and I always tell you about how it's very difficult to come just to walk in my home because of the amount of Amazon boxes that are there just stacked up, right? You just kind of walk in, and it's tough, by the way, at 4 in the morning. You're trying to go around the house, and all of a sudden, oh, God!
What? Tell me about it.
Oh, God! Like, that happens, right?
Mine's like a children's museum. We have one grandson.
Yes.
There's boxes it's literally everywhere. like a city park in there.
Yes. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that it always comes back around, and that is, you know, she didn't move the tree, but God forbid if that was you.
If I dragged that tree and moved it, I would have heard, what were you doing moving the bag? The branch bent.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, hon. That was your job.
Or just flip it, Cap. Flip it. You said, you know, I've got some work to do, and I'm going to work out, and then I'll move that tree so you can park your car in the garage. And you don't do it? Oh, my God.
Right.
World War III.
Correct.
The end of the world.
Correct.
And it lingers throughout the day.
Correct.
Because now it comes right back around in conversation.
That's correct.
Hun, how was your day? I don't know. I couldn't park my car into the garage.
That's exactly what she did.
That whole seat, again, but that's my marriage. It's your marriage. Same situation. God forbid if that's you.
Correct.
You, again, us being guys, she forgot, but it's kind of difficult here because now I got the snow and everything. She said she was going to do it. She didn't do it. So was she really that busy? And so you try to keep it inside, right? This is why women make us sick sometimes.
Because
we don't yell and scream. We just try to reason and understand. But you just know, man, 180 degrees, if that's you, oh, my God.
I had my hands full. I had coffee in my hands, had my bag, had my workout stuff. Oh, God, snow all over it. So I'm trying with one hand to brush it by the frame of the door.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm going to get it all over my clothes. So I just open the door. Plop, right on the seat.
Of course. Got to get this off. I got to get to work. Brushing it off with your sleeve.
In there getting a towel.
I mean, come on. Randy, how about that, Randy? Doing it with the sleeve.
So mad.
It's just, but Cap, it always goes around like that. Now, why is that, Cap?
I don't know what goes through around, but in some way, shape, or form, it'll be my fault.
Not your fault, though.
Right.
Not your fault. You see, this is why this show is a safe space, Cap.
Correct. Because
you get all the hell that you get at home. Same thing for me. Come here, Cap, you won't believe what happened at home. And I could just be able to talk to a friend about it.
Correct.
To get it off my chest.
They ask a question on this information gathering exercise at this company.
Yes.
Do you have a best friend at work?
Yes, yes.
I do.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
My guy.
That because you get stuff off your chest. You could say what you got to say.
But she needed a bulb changed in the bathroom.
Sure.
It's a little dark when I'm putting my makeup on. Could you please change? There's a bulb that's out. Yeah, okay. 2 days later. Can you please change? All right, fine. Get up. I go to Home Depot. I buy the bulb. Yes. I put it in. And why'd it take you 2 days to change the bulb? Why'd it take you 2 days to move the tree?
Oh!
Take that.
It's funny you said something about bulbs, right?
Yeah.
We have one of those fluorescent bulbs in the kitchen. We have a chandelier. We've got it, but there's this little bulb that's right around where the dishes are, right in the kitchen area. And she says, I'll order one. You don't have to go to Home Depot. I'll order one from Amazon. Okay, fine. She says, I got the bulbs. Can you put it in? Yeah, no problem. You just slide it in, click it, you know, pull the chain. Cap. It's the darkest fluorescent light I've ever seen. I said, is this to be able to look through film for porn? Like, what is this, right? It doesn't illuminate. It doesn't illuminate at all. It's pretty much a black light. And I go, hun? I said, your new light came in. Oh, yeah? I click it. Could barely see. She can't even see her. She's 10 feet away because it doesn't illuminate. It's a black light pretty much, right?
She bought the wrong bulb.
I go, you bought the wrong bulb. She's like, you know, I'll go back and fix it. I was like, you know, I could have just went to Home Depot and just got that done. Oh, but Amazon, though, right? Because you got to add another box to the living room.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
How about that, Shay? You and your wife, you're a young couple. You have to deal with a lot of this. But, I mean, there's got to be something that kind of sticks in your craw.
Yesterday, we got a new chandelier type, like, hanging light over our kitchen or dining room table.
Yeah.
I mean, combined kitchen dining room. We live in a Chicago apartment. You know what it's like. But we got a new light for that. So we're putting it up and I'm hanging it from the ceiling. And it gets up there. And the base of it is just a little bit crooked.
Mm-hmm.
And neither of us can figure out why. But we keep looking at it. It's clearly lopsided. It took me about 10 minutes, Hoodie, yeah, to figure out that the arms on the light move. And there were just too many of them too close together on one side. So it was weight throwing it off. But we're fighting with each other. Why is this happening? I'm blaming her. She's blaming me. It happened. What I can't believe about Cap's story that initiated this, what the hell is the tree doing out before Thanksgiving?
Because she wants the tree up before Thanksgiving. Because we're going to be gone for Thanksgiving. We usually host. We're not going to be at the house.
Right.
She's like, I'd like it up so when I come back, it's already up.
Yeah, but what's the hurry? You don't have to have it now. Do you have to have it now?
Like, I love. She changes by the season. Like, we have Halloween decorations up. Now it's getting transformed to Thanksgiving. Then it'll go to Christmas. Then it'll be some winter motif. Then it goes to Valentine's. Like, I love that she takes all this pride. Just leave it out of my parking spot when it's snowing.
It's fine, but it sounds like you live in a mall.
Pretty much.
The way it changes seasonally.
Yes.
It sounds like you're in a mall.
Correct.
Can you believe the Halloween decorations? Can you believe Valentine's Day stuff is up in January?
Right. That's her. Love her dearly.
I mean, hey, you got to, hey, nothing wrong with beautifying the house. I totally get that. But I would say from Shay's standpoint, Shay, would you say to at least put the tree up maybe the weekend before Thanksgiving, like 19th or 20th? I mean, she's trying to get it up on the 12th or 13th.
Yeah, I get it. Like, even if you're hosting Thanksgiving, you want to have the tree up maybe when the family comes over, everybody gets prepared for the holiday. But put it up next weekend. Last weekend, that's always been my birthday weekend. I've never even thought about it. It's too early to be thinking about Christmas. I don't even want to do it on November 1st. You know, Mariah Carey drops a new video for her 30-year-old song every November 1st.
Yes.
Same old song to celebrate the coming of Christmas. It's not Christmas yet. We got to wait till Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I like that song.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear that, it's Christmas time. When you hear that, I mean, when you hear that in the stores or on the radio stations, that's when you know it's Christmas.
Yeah, and by the way, just memo, because I'm a good teammate.
Yes.
I'm listening to my wife. We're at the Christmas lights thing at the Botanic Gardens the other night.
Yeah.
And I hear her go, yeah, the first station in town that plays Christmas music is The Light. And I turned around, honest to God.
Yeah.
That's incorrect. She's like, hun, The Light is the first one that plays Christmas. I said, no, that would be Carmen and Yurko. And make sure Feeder, I know he's retired.
Yes.
And Agrest and every one of them out there knows the first person that plays Christmas music is the Carmen and Yurko show.
That's right.
She's like, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Unfortunately, Randy, Carmen and Yurko don't get the credit for that.
They deserve it.
Yeah.
Maybe if their producer would be a little more aggressive.
Oh!
We'd get out there, but
okay.
Whatever.
Well, it is true.
Worried about cookies.
They're the first ones to do that. Yes, I understand.
Hoodie, so, speaking of the arguments we get into with our wife, my wife did say something to me last night, I'm just thinking of it, that, like, floored me. She got the verified pre-sale, like, verified fan thing for Taylor Swift.
Only fans, right?
Yes. No, for the Taylor Swift tour, she got the verified fans pre-sale deal.
Yeah.
And she's telling me how she has friends who didn't. My mother didn't get it. And she's telling me that she has friends that didn't get it. She goes, it's tied to how much money you've spent in the Taylor Swift store.
Oh, for heaven.
So because she spent so much money in the Taylor Swift store, she got the pre-sale.
Well, my son loves Taylor Swift.
God.
He got tickets to all three shows. Two shows. Two of the three. Because we're out of town one day.
Where's she playing?
Where's she at?
Soldier Field.
Soldier Field.
When?
Next June.
Sold out, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
Yeah, three nights, I think.
Yeah, Brett's going the first two nights. Then we're going, he and I are going to see the Cubs play at San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can't go to the third show. He's going to the first. Brett, do you want me to try and see if I know anyone to buy tickets? I don't know. And I already got him dead. What? I got an email. I got to buy them early. What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is something.
By the way, I was debating with Shay last night about the officiating in the National Football League.
We will get to that momentarily. Vicky in North Aurora on ESPN 1000. Hello, Vicky.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So talking about the Christmas tree thing, I'm with Mindy. My tree is up. It went up last weekend because I, too, travel for Thanksgiving. And when I get home from traveling, I like to come in my house and then I turn on the lights. I don't turn on the lights until I get back, and then all of a sudden it's Christmas.
Right, you want to feel festive. That's what my wife said.
Exactly. See, this is how women think.
Well, I tell her to keep it out of my parking spot.
Well, okay, that's a different conversation, and I'm not diving into your marriage. So have a great day, guys.
You too, Vic. By the way,
she dove into our show, but she wouldn't dive into it. She could have helped in that spot, you know. She could have supported you.
She's right. No support. And Zetterman, no support whatsoever.
What did Danny say?
It says, a gentleman would move the tree out of the parking spot for his wife.
Well, this is Captain J-Hood. There are no gentlemen here.
Yeah, that's A. B, Danny. If I moved it, and heaven forbid a little twig bent, I would hear about it.
Exactly right.
She said, I said, yesterday actually said, you want me to drag that thing out of the way? No, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Good luck.
Yes, this is not the home of gentlemen, Zetterman. Have you listened to the show? We have Shay Norling with us every
day. Yeah, and that's the guy whose wife tore her bicep trying to move a basketball goal that got left in Danny's driveway. Uh-oh. His wife got injured. A real man, Danny, would have moved that by himself.
All right, that's enough of that. Okay, 312-332-3776. NFL officiating, how do we fix it? We reflect back to the Eagles and Washington Commanders game from yesterday.
It's awful.
Yesterday, coming up next on Cap and J-Hood.
That's why I say amen, I shot. No shot. Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
amen, my show. Good morning and welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Randy, we got you for a three-hour ride still to come. We will hear from Albert Breer, his thoughts about the Bears in the National Football League coming up at 8:35. But right now, time for Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by
PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the PointsBet app. Get the lightning bets, the same game, live in-game parlays, and a whole lot of cool player props and a lot of fun as the line moves. Plus, if you want to play the ponies, that'd be the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Good morning, Secretariat, wherever you are. Hope you're enjoying your morning. Thank you.
How about that, Randy? Do your own sound effects. A little Ron Reagan for
you. That was impressive.
That? Like that, the old Reagan from back in the day. How about that?
Right. That's what he used to do.
How about to
call a Cubs game and hit a piece of wood, a block. Oh, crack of the bat. Line drive, base hit.
I'm reading from the ticker tape here.
That's what he did.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Good morning, boys. Hoodie? A little Monty Python there, smacking the coconuts together to make the horse sound. I love that.
Well, you got to do it. Listen, man, I didn't know what was going on back there. I know that board is screwy, so that's why I'm here to help. See that? If nothing else, I help.
It's like the Big Lebowski. I'm out of my element, though.
All right, rock and roll.
Holy cow.
Got to get to it.
I know, man. I was going to get there. I was just finishing the joke. Let's get started with Shot or No Shot.
Please.
Justin Fields' rushing numbers are up to 746 yards for the season, putting him officially on pace to set the NFL record for quarterback rushing yards in a single season at 1,268 yards through 17 games. And he's on pace to do it with the exact same number of carries as Lamar Jackson had when he set the record in 2018. Shot or no shot? Justin Fields is the best running quarterback in the NFL.
That is a no shot. That's Lamar Jackson. The original.
I'm going to say because he hasn't done it for a whole season, that's a no shot, but I'm trending in the direction of shot.
I'm with you.
Yes, because Lamar is more of a whirling dervish, spinning and eluding, and he's amazing when he gets in the open field.
Like
he doesn't do it as much. No. He doesn't do it as much as he used to. Justin is just power and top-end speed, man. Jalen Hurts is a good running quarterback as well.
Mitch
is a good running quarterback as well. The few times he can get on the field anymore. Kyler Murray is another one, but I would say right now I'd have to go with Lamar, but Justin is like trying to run him down at the top of the stretch.
Hey, Shay, all those numbers are proving that he's going to be that guy. Well, here's the thing. If he continues to be this as far as him putting up more yardage than anybody running the football, that's problematic. That tells me that the offensive line isn't fixed and the weapons are not in place. I love that he has that in his game, though, for sure.
Well, yeah, and you like even with Lamar, when Lamar won the MVP and set the record for rushing yards, guess what happened? They got aced out in the playoffs because it's not really the most sustainable way to win games when the talent gets or when the opponent, you know, cream rises. And if you're just relying on quarterback running, it's not always the best way to win a championship. We really yet to see it as like the primary method of offense in a championship team. But I do think Justin is the best rushing quarterback today, if I'm going to answer my own shot or no shot, because I think Lamar's lost a little bit of his explosiveness. The MVP season, he might have been the best running quarterback we've ever seen. Since then, I think he's lost a little bit on his legs. A lot of miles on Lamar.
Shay.
All right, the Bears' secondary has been a maligned unit this season, and part of that responsibility falls at the feet of Jalen Johnson. The third-year player is on pace to allow a passer rating north of 100 for the third straight season and has still only gotten one interception over three seasons with the Bears. Shot or no shot, Jalen Johnson should be getting nervous about his future in Chicago.
That's a no shot. He's still their most talented corner at this point. I think he was playing at 70%. And look, if you get on the field, I don't care if you're at 30%. If you line up and play and take the needle and take the Toradol, whatever it is you do, you got to play at a high standard or people aren't going to go, well, you got beat for that 44-yard game from some guy from Bryant College because he's not healthy. No one cares. You're out there, do your job.
I would say no shot. I think that Jalen Johnson shouldn't be worried because if the Bears did not cover him, I'm sure he would have been dealt as well because you can get more draft picks for him or it's a draft pick for him. So I would say that he is part of their future because, man, if you really want to tear it down, they could have traded him. Then you really have ineptitude in the secondary at the corner position because it would be what? It's Johnson on one side and Vildor?
Or Kyler Gordon.
Or Kyler Gordon.
He'll be over there.
Yeah. So I would say no shot. I think I think the future is bright for Johnson here in Chicago.
I agree, and he's got to be healthy. Again, if the Bears finish this thing off at 3-14, 4-13, 5-12, I don't see them winning any more than that. There may be an ace corner. Like if Sauce Gardner is sitting in the draft, everyone went to last year. The Jets took a corner at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's the best, maybe the best corner in football already. He's a rookie. So the Bears need one of those dudes.
Shay.
All right, I'm going to pivot back to Justin Fields for just a second because we'll talk more about this in an hour, but I want to ask a little bit about the narrative coming out that he deserves to be in the conversation for the Most Valuable Player Award, which I find a little premature. But I just want to ask, shot or no shot? Justin Fields is one of the five quarterbacks you would most want in football for the future.
Well, that's a shot because the future could be like the future probably for Shea is like the 3 to 5 years. Let's say it's 5 years because of his age, of course.
Okay, say it one more time. He's the quarterback you most want, or you say top five?
For the future.
One of the five quarterbacks you most want going forward in the NFL.
But that's easy. That's one of the easiest questions you have ever asked. That's a shot.
Well, he didn't say how many years. I'm assuming the future could be 5 years. But for Shea, it could be 2 years.
I would say probably 10.
For heaven's
sake. If you had a draft.
Make it shorter so that it's tougher.
If you had a draft right now, today, hey, every player at quarterback in the NFL is up and you get them for the next 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 years, whatever that number is, Justin Fields is going in the top five.
Correct.
Mahomes is going 1. Josh Allen, if healthy, is probably going 2. And we're talking long-term here. Well, they're not taking Aaron. They're not taking Tom.
Tua's in that conversation now.
Probably.
Tua is in that conversation. Jalen Hurts is in that conversation. Lamar is still in there.
I think Justin goes ahead of all those dudes. I think he goes 3rd.
Herbert?
Joe Burrow?
I forgot about him.
What about Herbert? Still in the mix.
Yeah, he is.
I know he's not the flavor that people talked about last year, but that guy still has a very bright future.
That's why there's rumors that Sean Payton could be the next coach of the Chargers. I would say it goes Mahomes, it goes Josh Allen, Joe Burrow might go third. Justin Fields is in that top five, in my opinion.
So, funny, we didn't say Kenny Pickett.
No.
He's not in the team photo? No? Lamar in there for the next 10 years?
I don't know if I want Lamar for the next two, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous about losing the explosiveness, and he's never been the best passer on earth.
Yeah, you see, the reason why that's a pretty easy one for me, Cap, is because of the amount of veteran quarterbacks in this league. It's really about who's next in the NFL, right? Justin Fields is what's next.
Correct.
For the next 5 years.
You got C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Will Levis. There's a bunch of guys that are going to come into the league this offseason. We don't know who those guys are going to be.
Shay.
All right, I want to ask about a Texas man who got a hell of a gift for his 100th birthday. His daughter took him out to a strip club. Photos posted online showed this man turning 100, celebrating the occasion with his head buried in a stripper's chest. Another photo showed him wearing an admiral's hat and kissing a stripper's chest while five other strippers surrounded him. Shot or no shot, this is the best birthday present from your daughter ever.
That is a shot.
He's 100 and he's at a strip club? God bless him.
Yes.
And I want to meet the daughter because she sounds like the coolest person out there. What are you doing for your dad's 100th? I'm taking him to a strip club. That's amazing.
Yes. And of course, if it's you, you're asking, hey, what are you doing afterwards?
Correct.
The daughter, of course. Of course, the daughter.
I thought you meant if I was the 100-year-old guy.
No. If you think she's cool, you definitely want to deal with her. If you do that for your dad, what would you do for me? I'm sure that's going through your mind.
Correct.
You're unbelievable.
I got a birthday this week.
Okay, no buried chest for you in a strip club. No.
It says here the dad, Jack, his daughter told TMZ, ooh, her father loves two things in life, women generally and boobs specifically. So a strip joint made perfect sense for his 100th birthday.
I think that's awesome. I think that is awesome.
Yeah, good for her. You know, because listen, she still is in touch with her dad to know what her dad likes.
Yeah.
So, you know, good for him. Like, now, here's the thing. That keeps you young. He's going to be around for another 5 years now.
Maybe
this.
10. Yeah, you get some renewed stamina.
a little blue chew, a little stripper, and then who knows? Champagne room. Who knows? Maybe that's next for the old timer. Are you looking up the place?
I am.
All right. What's the matter with you, Cap? No, you can't go. We go around the National Football League. We have a tearful quarterback.
The dad wore a jacket and tie there.
Back after this on Cap and Jay Hood.
The hire.
Cap. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Swept by the Pirates.
We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Falling in an outhouse? Or maybe a dose of instant karma.
The evidence would lead me to believe that he did not break the plane before getting rid of the ball. And who knows what's going on inside that helmet.
It's time to find out who had the worst weekend on Cap'n J-Hood.
It's time for the worst weekends here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app, with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Of course, we usually would do this on Mondays, but during the NFL season, Cap, during the bear season, we just don't have time for worst weekends on Monday because we get our Bears thoughts out. So that's why we have worst weekends.
Look, the Bears always dominate. Always. If they announce that they're working out some receiver, it makes news.
That's true.
It is what it is. We love that. That's why we love being in a Bears town.
That's why we love talking about the swing tackle, because everyone cares.
No, we don't talk about swing tackles.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Did Courtney not talk to us about the swing tackle in the summer?
Yeah. And we looked at each other and went, nobody cares. No. Wide receiver? Different story.
Everybody cares about the Bears. That is for sure. As we turn to Shay Norley now with the candidates for the worst weekend.
Snore it up, kid.
All right, let's start with Finn Wolfhard, one of the stars of Stranger Things, yes. Who had his...
Who?
his kissing ability aired out by his co-star
What's
in
his
TV
name?
Romance, Finn Wolfhard.
Never heard.
Old radio name for me back in the day in 89.
It does. It sounds like one.
That was my radio name, Randy, if you know about this. Rock Island. I was there.
Great place.
That.
Great place to visit.
Yeah. I worked there for a long time. Money stretches well out there.
Yeah.
What you were saying now about Wolfhard.
His co-star, Millie Bobby Brown, in the show and his TV love interest, went on Vanity Fair, did an interview on a lie detector where she was asked if he's a good kisser, said no.
Yeah.
Was asked if he's gotten better, said not with me. Just had his whole ability aired out. His whole game is out there in public.
I mean, yes, they're acting, but I mean, would you want someone to say in public that you're not a good kisser?
No.
That sucks.
That sucks.
I mean, keep that in house if you want me to kiss you better. I mean, we're acting. How do you want me to kiss you like I kiss my wife if I'm acting? Cap.
No.
I know you would because it's a free kiss. Tongue. Oh, God. Pardon me. First day with my new tongue. Come on, Cap. Wow. You don't kiss a strange.
Take my tongue out for a walk.
You don't kiss an actress like you kiss your wife. You're not supposed to.
What does she look like?
You know what? You're a dirty old man.
Yep.
All right. That's a worse weekend. What else do we have?
How about this woman, Linda Hill, owner of Hill House Manor in Gainesville, mm-hmm. who says her house is haunted and she was being hit on by one of the ghosts. She went on Fox News and talked about this. Listen to this woman talk about her experience in her house.
All right, let's give it
well,
a
you know, we've got all kinds of ghosts. We've got kids and we've got old people, old guys, and we've got hookers. That's what you're talking about is the hookers of Hill House Manor. They tend to come on to men because they tend to be hookers. And, like, men will report having somebody has stroked their face or stroked their arm.
Someone's running a train
or
now.
Or touched them on the shoulder. Can I be heard over the train?
Wow, yes? I mean, that's paranormal right there. Wow.
Apparently that must be true, because you can hear the train being, the plowing of the train right there, Cap. Go right ahead, sir.
Crazy.
Struggling to rent out her bed and breakfast, the Hill House Manor, because there are horny hooker ghosts.
Now, you watched that. What did you think? What did Judge Gene Pirro have to say about that, Cap? You were watching.
I don't watch Judge Gene Pirro. Yeah,
go ahead, Cap. What did they say on the 5 about that? Go ahead.
I don't know.
What did Tyrus have to say? Go ahead.
Who?
You watch. Don't play.
I don't watch any of that.
Okay.
You're better than that.
Now you want to be disingenuous with the audience. Okay.
I'm not being disingenuous.
You know the whole light up over there, so just tell me. What, what did Judge Gene have to say with her wine?
Don't know.
I tell you what, honey. Tell me that. What did she have to say, Cap? No? Okay. You believe in the paranormal. You died once. You saw something.
Well, I did not see, like, ghosts or people. I can just tell you, and people who haven't heard the story, I'm not going to bore you with the whole story again. You're going somewhere. When my heart stopped, mm-hmm. you are headed on a journey somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then I was brought back. Paddles clear. He's back.
But you went somewhere.
Some people in their car right now going, damn it.
No one wants you to die. But you went someplace.
You're headed somewhere.
Joey G, you believe in ghosts?
I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe in angels.
All right. What else do you have there? Shay, what else do you have?
All right. How about a man at the Bulldog Bar? Let me make sure. Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
How about that?
In the parking lot, he goes, he sees his friend and a group of people. He goes to hug his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the time, his friend was showing off a knife. Stabbed him.
Oh, on purpose?
Accidental.
Accidental.
Guy hugs his buddy while he's showing off a knife. Gets stabbed.
Wow.
Joey, did that ever happen in Melrose? Someone gets accidentally stabbed?
Absolutely.
You seen it?
Witness one.
Wow.
How big was the knife, Joey?
9.
Oh, that is, 9 inches.
That's a big knife.
A big knife there.
9-inch blade, yeah. It was a, I don't want to talk about it on the radio.
Well, okay. Well, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I understand. Yeah, yeah. You don't want to be a witness. I understand.
Listen, I got something for you. How's it? Welcome back to ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Very, very good.
Like that.
Very good.
I'm practicing for next week, son.
He's going to drive the show. Okay, that's fine.
So good.
When I'm on the show, didn't tell you yet when he came back?
No, he did not.
All right, listen, I called about the Justin Fields.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. We're in the middle of worse weekends. We're just adding you to the festivities. Hang on.
Joey G also just violated his NDA, so unfortunately it's off. Next week's not going to happen.
All right, so what's
Jay, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
What's the next thing on worse weekends?
How about Twitter? Because they had to pause the verification over the weekend after a litany of accounts got made with fake badges.
Yeah.
And an Eli Lilly fake account with a verified badge tanked the stock of the company.
Oh, no.
Wow.
See? You see that, Joey? When Twitter goes, keeping it real goes wrong. You see that? Now it tanked the whole deal.
Well, I don't Twitter.
You don't Twitter.
But I've seen other episodes like that.
You see that? Now that's good analysis right there. I need him as a co-host. He's in and out. Sound bites.
100%.
So, but Cap, see, once again, Twitter is not real life. And for that stock to tank, come on, man. Cap.
Twitter is not real life. And 90% of the world doesn't even use it.
That's brutal. That's brutal.
Brutal.
Okay, so those are 4 candidates for worst weekends?
Correct.
All right, let's put that on the poll, Randy, at ESPN 1000.
The kisser.
The kisser, that's brutal.
The hug with the stab.
Yes.
The
paranormal. The
paranormal
ghost.
Whore ghost.
The whore ghost, yes.
And what am I missing?
And the fourth one we just talked about.
And the fourth one. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Talk about Eli Lilly.
Correct. How would you vote?
That's brutal when it comes to money. I don't like that. Yeah, how Twitter tanked the stock pretty much.
Yeah, but it ain't my money.
Fair?
I think it's hugging and getting stabbed.
What about the ghost?
Well, this sounds like a good place to stay.
How about that, Joey? Gee, a place where there's ghosts that like to have sex with you.
I'm in.
It says Joey G, Melrose Park Fields question. What's your Fields question, Joey?
My Fields question was your question.
What's that?
The train. The platform or the train ticket?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Cap, son.
Yes.
Can somebody win an MVP? 1,200 yards rushing and 800 yards passing and not making the playoffs and stinking?
No.
No.
Okay. All right.
He's got a
I'm on the train for next year. Stamp my ticket. Bag of beef sandwiches. By the way, Cap, thanks. And
got
it. You, Cap, I love you, buddy. You know that.
Fresh cut fries, too. A little crispy.
Yeah, and how could somebody call Eaton talking to the show? That's unbelievable. But I know he's a regular. I got mild sauce on my wings. Hold on a second.
Joey, we love you. Have a great day, man.
Listen, always a pleasure. And I love you guys like family, and I'm sure you know that by now.
Yes, we do. We feel mutually the same.
Thank you, Joey G.
That's our guy.
Coming up next, Cap. Our guy, he gets mentioned in the press conference yesterday. Good old number 57.
Jack.
Jack Sandborn.
And Shay, get him booked, kid. We don't do a lot of guests. We're doing that one. That's our guy.
How good is Jack Sandborn?
We planted our flag there.
Find out next on Cap and Jay Hood.
This hour is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Got an appetite for football? Head to your favorite Twin Peaks and catch all the big games this weekend. Grab a 29-degree draft beer and enjoy the ultimate sports lodge.
Don't
miss the conversation?
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
The Captain Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. Thanks for kicking it with us today. By the way, our guy, Jack Sanborn, is getting a lot of love, Cap, from Coach Eberflus, and rightfully so. A couple sacks all over the field on Sunday against Detroit.
He's a stud.
But just remember one thing, Merck. Remember, started here. This is the show that said, what if, about Jack Sanborn.
That's correct.
And we were the first ones. And I said...
Man, I've been watching him for 4 years, Hoodie.
Well, no, a Wisconsin guy.
Right. And if I remember correctly, Merck had said, what are they signing that kid for?
I don't think... Is that right, Merck? Is that what you said?
No, that's not right. That's not right.
Pretty close.
But you were happy to see him as a Bear, though.
100%. I loved him in Wisconsin. Yeah.
He's got a motor. But the Cap and Jay Hood show said, what if Jack Sanborn becomes a guy?
Correct.
And I also said, and I coined the phrase, remember this, you can't lose an Olin Krutz jersey. 57. That's his number, pal.
57.
Can't lose in that jersey.
Wear it with pride.
Absolutely.
Rep Olin.
Is that Thayer's number two?
Yes.
Oh, you can't lose at 57 then.
Our teammate.
Thayer?
Yeah.
Thayer and Olin. Outstanding. All right, Shay, play this for us because we have not heard this. Thoughts from Matt Eberflus on Jack Sanborn. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So he's born with good instincts, you know. Oh. So he has that, you know. He's able to discern and read his keys and be on plays fast, you know. So that's very helpful to him. You know, I've had linebackers like that over the past in my career. Mm. That guys can really know where the ball is every time. They're able to see, you know, read, you know, the steps of the back, but also see the lineman in front of them for the keys and have their eyes move to one spot to another to diagnose plays really fast. And he has that ability. He likes to hit. He's a guy, you know, if you're a linebacker, you have to like that part of the game, the physical style of the game. And he's also has the good ability to pressure. You know, he can get one-on-one with a back and has a good ability to get slippery and slide to the side to stay vertical in that rush. And he's smart. He's really smart, really understands the defense.
Right.
He did a nice job. He did a nice job. He's been solid in there for sure.
Come on. Hoodie. Oh, that's just play.
He was trying to be nice about the player.
That's our guy. We want him. Shay, plant the flag.
Cap.
Not have him show up on another show.
Fishing? Do you think Chauncey would talk to him? What do you mean?
Whoever. He's our guy. We planted our flag with Jack Sanborn.
How about that? How about the flowery adjectives?
Come on, Merkin. If you're worth your salt, be the best book you ever had.
I don't think so. I don't think that he'd make Merck's second book, Jack Sanborn. I don't think.
Story number 9,799.
I don't think
Jack Sanborn.
I don't think Merck's going to be in his living room with his socks sitting there talking about Jack Sanborn. Now, for Steinbrenner, yes, he will do that. Yes, but how about those flowery adjectives?
That was amazing.
Cap,
amazing.
We got a guy.
A cigarette.
This whole thing about Justin. We got a quarterback. Shay Norling, we got a linebacker.
That's right.
We got ourselves a real, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
A linebacker.
I told you he's replacing Roquan. I told you.
I just think the story writes itself. I think that's fun. As we go now to the Captain Jay Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore. The Cajun ribeye is one of the favorites on the menu. Also, the Dover Sole they do tableside is spectacular.
From Delaware?
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
No.
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
That would be Lou Malnati's The Passion Runs Deep. You want the greatest... Uh-oh, we just had a lady go down on State Street, just wiped out. Oh, boy.
She went down?
She did.
Got any pictures?
No.
Yo!
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport. Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut.
All right, Cap. Surprised you didn't have your phone out to see her slip and fall, go down.
Should wear a GoPro on my head for anything that goes down when they go by. No shot.
That's a great idea, actually.
That, can you imagine that? Sights and sounds of a morning show.
You'd always, it'd just be the GoPro looking at your phone and the computer looking for information.
Correct.
That's what it would be. You typing away looking for depth charts. We thank you for listening and calling and twitching and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to Shay Norling and Randy Merkin. How about we do this tomorrow at 7?
Rock and roll, baby. You have a great day.
For David Kaplan, I'm Jonathan Hood. Thanks for listening to ESPN 1000. So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.